Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
It's the wake up call. 106.5 The End.
So I staged my refrigerator. Now, a lot of people here might stage your refrigerator. You just don't know what staging a refrigerator means. It means you have company coming from out of town. You put some better items in there. But you always act like, what? You know, put like 6 glass waters. You're like, no, that's just how I live. What, is that different than most people? No, what do they have? I thought everyone had 6 glasses of water, you know, lined up perfectly to the right. They don't do it like that? Shut up. No. What? Oh, no, the lemonade with the corkscrew. What, is that different? No, what, are there other types or something? I didn't contemplate that at Whole Foods for three, hours because it was 40 cents more.
Seven on the wake up call. Good morning. It's Gavin and Katie and you. How was your day yesterday? You had a busy day.
Are you talking to them or me?
You.
Oh, I power washed some of my blinds.
Do you do that outside?
Well, yeah.
So you take your blinds down off of your windows.
Yeah.
You unscrew them from the wall and take them outside?
Yeah.
That's intense.
Well, it needed to be done. We've lived in the house for 7 years.
Wow.
And they...
That would never even occur to me to do that. I just thought you dusted blinds.
I mean, I have, but it's been, you know, so much dust settles on blinds for so long that it needed more than
that. Yeah. Man, when that happens, I feel like I should just get new blinds.
I was on the verge.
I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about the fact that you finally are getting people over to your house to start working on your bathrooms.
Yes, that is very exciting.
Because your bathrooms have had no walls for 2 months.
They haven't had anything.
Anything.
They have no floor. They have no nothing.
And they finally showed up yesterday, right?
Yes, they did.
Did they apologize?
No. But we finally, they're going to show us options of what we can have put in there.
Okay,
for
good.
Those that don't know, we had a very serious water damage issue. And our upstairs bathroom is completely gutted. The downstairs bathroom has no ceiling because it's right beneath it. And they were scheduled to start work on September 23rd, but no one had told us what was going to go in the bathroom.
Right.
Or what, do you need the paint color on the walls to repaint it? Because I could give that to you. What's the plan? So.
And can we change it?
Right.
Since we're starting from scratch, starting from studs, might as well just, if I've always wanted a different thing there, can I get a different thing?
Yeah. And so I put the whole thing on pause until somebody could come out and like explain to us what was going to happen. And then he was supposed to come last week. Then I got COVID, so he couldn't come.
Right.
So now at least we're... All right. Heading in the right direction.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
I turned in my lease yesterday, got a new car, and I didn't necessarily know that I was going to do that when I left the house. And
yesterday. Right. Because at some point you just said, oh, getting a new car today.
Yeah. With Tesla, it's weird because like the cars get delivered. They don't keep like a bunch of, I guess every car lot's like this, but Tesla seems to showcase the fact that like, oh, your car is on the way,
and
you know,
they bring it to your house.
They can, if
okay,
you want
they,
to,
you go to the dealership,
but I go to the deal. Well, we're so close to the dealership. It's just right here in Rockland. Might as well. And, because I didn't know that I was getting a new car, I had to quickly clean out my old car.
Yeah.
And I threw everything into my work backpack. It's so embarrassing. Like, everybody's car is embarrassing anyway. But like,
so bad.
And you know what my car looks like. My car is usually pretty clean. For the most part, on the inside.
It looks like it's got clutter and stuff sometimes.
Not a whole lot, but apparently it had so much clutter. Like, just looking through, like, all the stuff I had to grab out of there, I have popcorn spice that I had in my car.
That you put on popcorn?
You sprinkle it on popcorn.
Okay.
I had a video game controller.
Okay.
I have a mystery wire that doesn't go to anything. I have multiple Orange Theory bands that I've never used.
Okay.
I have free headphones that this company has given us.
Oh, those are cool.
A bottle of cologne.
Really?
It's like a magician's hat. Unused Quick Quack car wash wipes.
I always have those. If I had to take this stuff out of my car right now.
Little kid sunglasses. It's crazy how much garbage I had.
I would, if I had to take stuff out of my car right now, there would be multiple Amazon returns that I will get to.
At least you keep them in your car instead of on the dining room table at our house.
Miscellaneous sweatpants, workout clothes.
Why are there miscellaneous sweatpants? We don't know.
A pumpkin with my face carved into it that I keep meaning to bring upstairs here to the studio. It just rolls around back there.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, though, it was like, it was such a reminder of just like, man, we have so much random garbage in our cars.
God.
Just so much random crap in our cars that we don't need. Like, why is all this stuff in my car?
Because you were too lazy to bring it in the house.
I guess so. It's like putting stuff on the steps. Oh, you know, I mean to take that upstairs and it sits there so long you don't even see it anymore.
Yes.
I feel like that's what this is.
I am to the point where I am definitely seeing everything that's in my car.
Really?
Yeah. It needs to be cleaned out really bad.
Well, we should do it together because there's no reason for there's so much.
It sounds like you're
I'm mad at myself. And like some stuff is cute. Like I found like a little thing that my son gave me when he was like a little kid. But
kept it in the. Is this stuff rolling around in the back seat or is it in the trunk?
This was neither. This was in like the middle.
Oh, center
console. But like, I mean, this stuff's like really old. I don't know. It's. Anyway.
You'll be okay?
I don't know. Do you think that the pumpkin with your face on it is the most random thing in your car?
Yeah. Oh, yes. By far. How many people? Most people don't even own that, let alone have it rolling around in the back of their car.
That's a good point. If you got pulled over, what would a cop think?
What a narcissist. What a Halloween narcissist.
Do you think that they would hold the pumpkin next to your face and go back and forth? Like when they hold ID?
It looks better when you plug it in.
Which is 100% true, by the way.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you can call 916-909-1065, 909-1065. Tell us your maiden name and your married name, and we'll tell you which one is better. But more importantly, we'll tell you why. And we're going to start off with Alejandra. Good morning, Alejandra.
Good morning.
All right. So what is your maiden name?
Berumen.
Say it again.
Berumen.
Yes.
Okay. Alejandra Berumen.
It does not flow.
It sounds like a phrase that somebody says.
Or like when someone sneezes.
Right. Alejandra Berumen.
Right. Okay.
And Alejandra Berumen
to you.
Yes. In Spanish, it's Alejandra Berumen.
Okay. Well, when you say it that way,
it's prettier.
That's very pretty.
A lot prettier.
But the other way is a little clunky.
What is your married name?
It's Shrewman.
Shrewman?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Shrewman.
What is his first name?
Well, it's my wife. Her name is Stacy Schwartz, and we combined our last names.
Okay, this was information we needed from the jump, okay?
You created a new name and you came up with Shrooman?
And her real last name is what again?
Schwartz.
Schwartz. So you could have been, honestly, Shrooman.
Warman? We could have been Warman, Lorsman. It has a certain way that you have to combine the names.
See, I think this is fun. I think this is, you know what? I love the individuality about it. I love that they are now creating a whole new, like, bloodline, basically.
Here's what I don't get. If you're just going to create a new name, though, shoot for the stars.
You like, guys, make your last name Star?
Or something like that. Yeah, like, you had Berumen and Schwartz, and you, I guess you polished that turd the best you could, I guess. But, like, man, I would have gone with, like, something awesome, like Diesel, or, like,
ew.
Or like Ventura or something, you know, something.
Or anything with a Vaughn in front of it.
Right, right. So, I mean, I'll say upgrade. That's a technicality. All right.
You know what? What if we made it Von Schrooman?
Von Schrooman. Yeah.
There's a certain way of doing it. You have to, I believe it's keep like the first
I make the rules on how to do it.
Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Lorena. Good morning, Lorena.
Good morning.
All right, maiden name.
Van Groningen.
Oh, Van Groningen.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow. Lorena Van Groningen.
Wow.
What a mouthful.
Yeah.
She sounds like an old movie star with a transatlantic accent.
Yes, exactly. Oh. And what is your married name?
Brink.
Oh, like a Brink's truck?
Yes.
Lorena Brink.
Yeah. She sounds, I have to tell you, and this is, Lorena, I don't mean this at you, but that's one of the bitchiest names I've ever heard in my life. Okay? Lorena Brink is mean to everybody because she hates her life.
Yeah, but the Van Groningen.
No. I love the Van Groningen.
The Van Groningens live
They are absolutely, they're embezzling, sure.
They sound so aristocratic.
Yes.
They're like the cast of Saltburn. They're like living in a mansion detached from reality.
I mean, they are
drinking bath water.
They are the family from Succession. And I mean, nobody likes them, but you still want to be around them for the perks.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll go with that.
Okay.
It's a downgrade.
It's a downgrade.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Feel good about it.
Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Farron. Good morning, Farron.
Good morning.
All right. What's your maiden name?
Hardy.
Farron Hardy?
Oh,
yes.
I don't mind that. You sound like a professional skateboarder.
Yes. Yeah. Like you do some sort of like you're on that Fox Sports Extreme or whatever that for some reason that's only ever seen at a bar for some reason or a Chicago Fire Pizza.
Right. Now we're going to go to Farron Hardy. She's out on the slopes. Hey, what's up, guys? Just chugged a Mountain Dew, code red, and I'm ready to party. What is your married name?
Wasson.
What is it? Walken?
Wasson.
Wasson.
Yes.
Farron Wasson? No.
Mm-mm.
I don't like that one.
No.
It's too close together. Farron Wasson.
It also sounds like if you put, Farron and Wasson, LLC, like it's...
A law firm. Something, yeah.
Farron and Wasson working for you.
right. That's a downgrade as well. But listen, if we are ever involved in personal injury, we will absolutely call Farron Wasson.
You know what I like even better? Farron Hardy and Wasson.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
It is time for us to play Hang 10 on the Wake Up Call. Ooh, man, I could use a trip to Hawaii so badly right about now. This is as close as I'm going to get. 916-909-1065 is our phone number. We're looking for caller 17. And Natalie, that's you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm heading into work right now.
Fantastic. All right. So the way Hang 10 works is Katie's going to give you three different categories, and you have 10 seconds to name five things that apply to each category. Each thing is worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win. All right?
Okay. Be nice.
Okay. Be nice. All right.
Okay.
If you get 11 points, you get Coldplay tickets to see them at Stanford Stadium on May 31st. Tickets still available. You ladies ready to play?
Yes.
Natalie?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. All right. In 10 seconds, name five different makeup brands. Go.
Too Faced, Urban Decay, Ulta, they have their own brand, and Lancome.
Your connection is not great.
I'm going to say that she did five. Based on her energy, I think she knows she did five.
Yeah, I'm going to give you five as well. But if it's possible to find a different location with a better connection, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to take you off my car. 1 second.
Okay. Always, it's a funny way to put it. I'm going to take you off my car.
Okay, is that better?
So much better.
We're off the car.
All right, here we go. Category two.
In 10 seconds, name five things you would find in a glove compartment. Go.
Ooh.
Insurance information, driver's license, napkins, medication, car manual, mild sauce packet.
I'm not going to give you five on that one.
I'm not going to give her driver's license.
Okay, so I thought driver's license was a pretty weird answer as well. So Katie and I agree.
I think she still got five, though.
No, she got three. She got one after the buzzer.
Oh, it was after.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got eight, but that's okay, though. You're doing fantastic, and you only need three more to win these tickets,
right?
Okay?
Okay.
All right, shake it off. You got one more category. We're playing Hang 10 on the wake-up call.
Now, there's a category that could very much throw her off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay.
I think we're going to do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Natalie's really good.
You only need three, and I think you can get this.
She's a good friend of mine. She's good at this.
You guys, have you met before?
We go all the way back to 2 minutes ago.
Got it. Okay.
Very far back.
Right. All right. In 10 seconds, name five professional football players. Go.
Ooh.
Tom Brady, Steve Young, Jerry Rice.
Listen.
That's three.
You can just stop there. Congratulations. You got yourself tickets to go see Coldplay. Congratulations. That was very impressive,
that
by
really
the way.
Was. We have had very good contestants.
Yes, we have.
This week.
Yes, we have. Okay, well, stay on hold because we have to get your information because you are going to go see Coldplay on May 31st at Stanford, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And coming up, we're going to do Are You Smarter Than Katie at 7:10. Before I tell you what's coming up with Are You Smarter Than Katie, though, I want to tell you that this Friday at 11 o'clock, Katie and I both are going to be at Roosters on the River giving away tickets to the Golden Sky Festival every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Every 10 minutes for 2 hours, we're just going to be handing out tickets to the Golden Sky Festival. That's Friday at 11 a.m., starting at 11 a.m., a Roosters on the River.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
After months of having bathrooms with no walls, the process is finally starting, so she's energized for Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Still got that raspy COVID voice.
Well, that's all right, though.
So I just
we love, some people love it. It's a dirty fetish of theirs.
Wow. Okay.
The emails that I've been getting, I say no thank you. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
You're caller 17, and you're also one of the people that have been emailing me dirty emails about Katie's raspy COVID voice. So please stop.
Okay, goodbye.
Katie's leaving the studio, and I'm going to ask you five questions dealing with news and pop culture. And it's all brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants, delicious farm-to-fork organic food. Going for lunch today. One place in Auburn, two in Roseville. All right, Matt, you ready to play?
Let's go.
All righty. Question one. Washington, D.C.'s zoo got two new residents and their pandas. After years of China denying America pandas, we are now back in the panda game. One other city in America has pandas right now. What is it? Is it Philadelphia, San Diego, or Dallas?
San Diego.
All right. What? Turn your radio off, man. Matt?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, turn the radio off, dude. There we go. Okay, question two. Women on TikTok have been posting videos saying that they've been taking Mucinex to try to get pregnant. The theory is that the over-the-counter cough medicine lowers mucus levels everywhere, making it easier for sperm to swim, and it actually kind of works, according to doctors. Spell Mucinex.
M-U-C-I-N-E-X.
Question three, director James Gunn has left Guardians of the Galaxy and he's now making a new Superman movie. And he posted a photo yesterday that confirms crypto will be in it. Excuse me. If you didn't know, Crypto is Superman's pet dog who also has superpowers. What kind of dog is Crypto? Is he a Labrador, a Beagle, or a Bulldog?
Labrador.
Question four, Lifetime's about to launch the start of their holiday movies on November 16th, and it will debut 12 new films, one of which is Christmas in the Spotlight, which is the one inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship. Which of the following is not a new Lifetime Christmas movie? Christmas in Happy Hollow, Dear Christmas, It's Me, Lauren, or How to Fall in Love by Christmas?
Dear Christmas, it's me, Lauren.
And finally, the first day of early in-person voting was yesterday in the pivotal swing state of Georgia, and it broke records. Over 252,000 people voted, which doubled the first day of voting in 2020. If the same number of people vote for 3 days straight, what would the total be?
Can you run the numbers again?
252,000 people.
Times three.
You tell me.
Three, six. You're the one. 850.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. And Matt, where are we off to this morning?
I'm off to work.
Where do you work?
CDCR.
What is that?
The Department of Correction.
Department of Correction.
Wait, we just talked to somebody.
Who was that? What was her name?
Becky, maybe?
Do you know Becky?
Who's Becky?
Well, I don't know. You tell us. Literally, we had somebody play Are You Smarter Than Katie, I think 2 days ago, from the same department.
Works in corrections also.
Well, it's a big department.
All right, well, fine, Matt. Don't get mad at us. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Question one. Washington, D.C. is getting two new residents and they're pandas. China denied America pandas for years, but we are back in the panda game, baby. There is one other city in America that has pandas right now. Is it Philadelphia, San Diego, or Dallas?
San Diego.
It is San Diego. Yes. Question two. Women on TikTok have been posting videos saying that they're taking Mucinex to try to get pregnant. The theory is that it lowers mucus levels everywhere. It makes it easier for the sperm to swim.
Okay.
And according to doctors, it kind of works. Huh. How crazy is that? Spell Mucinex.
M-U-C-I-N-E-X. Mucinex.
That is correct. Question three, James Gunn, he's a director. He did Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's now making a Superman movie. He posted a picture yesterday confirming crypto will be in it. Crypto is not talking about the currency. It is talking about Superman's pet dog that also has superpowers.
Oh, his dog has superpowers, too?
Yeah, and wears a cape and everything.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. Wait, did the dog come from a different planet with him, or did he find the dog here on Earth?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'd like to know.
All right. What kind of dog is Crypto? Is he a Labrador, a Beagle, or a Bulldog?
I can't imagine he's a Beagle. I'm going to say Lab.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a Labrador. White Labrador. Question four. Lifetime is about to launch their holiday movies on November 16th. Set an alarm in your phone. 12 new movies are coming your way this year, Katie. One of which is Christmas in the Spotlight, which is the one inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship.
It's just romance.
Which of the following is not one of the new Lifetime Christmas movies? You ready?
Yeah.
Christmas in Happy Hollow.
Okay.
Dear Christmas, It's Me, Lauren. Or How to Fall in Love by Christmas.
Okay, and I'm supposed to tell you what is not?
Yes.
I think Lauren.
That is correct. Yes. But How to Fall in Love by Christmas is a Christmas movie.
That's a Christmas movie every year.
No, boy. Question five. First day of in-person voting was yesterday in the pivotal swing state of Georgia. It broke records. Cool. Did you see this?
No.
Over 252,000 people.
How much?
252,000 people.
Okay.
Voted, and that's double the amount that showed up on the first day of voting in 2020.
And this is early voting, right?
It's the first day of early in-person voting.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. If the same number of people vote for 3 days straight, what's the total?
Okay.
3 seconds.
Hold on.
Okay.
Six, seven.
Three.
Okay, hold on. 756,000.
Oh my God. Wow.
Can't get me COVID.
Holy cow. Matt, raspy voice or not, final score, you got four. Ooh. Katie got all five. Oh, right.
God. Thank God.
Man.
Bummer.
Bummer indeed. Listen, we're going to have $20 the jackpot tomorrow. Matt, what do you have to tell us?
Today, I am unfortunately not smarter than Katie.
Not today, but hopefully you had fun doing it. Get to know Becky. It's a big department, but, get to know people.
You guys have something in common. It's the show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Absolutely.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It is time for us to play Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. This is always very exciting. And Kevin is in Japan. And while Kevin is in Japan, we decided to invite a friend of ours in the building.
Yep.
From the show The Insiders on ESPN. It's Kyle. Hello.
Hello. How's it going, man?
Now, you've never heard us play this game before, have you?
No, I have not.
This is very exciting.
Okay. I can't wait. I'm really excited.
In that box right there in the studio is a big collection of undelivered packages.
Things that were ordered, did not make it to their final destination, and just lived at a post office for a while.
And you can buy those in bulk. And there is a company
legally?
Yeah. Yes. And there's a company called Fun Delivered that buys them. They're out of Florida, and they send us a giant box of undelivered packages, so we can play Fun Delivered.
You don't know what's in any of the packages until you open it.
Oh, I can't wait to do this for Christmas this year.
So, well, yeah, a lot of people do it for Christmas. And by the way, if you're interested in doing this for a Christmas party, get your orders in now, because they sell out very quickly. By mid-November, all the stuff they have is pretty much gone. Okay, so Here's how part one works of Fun Delivered. You get to go first, and you get to go over there and pick out something purely based on how it looks and how it feels.
All vibes.
Okay?
All vibes.
All vibes. Bet. Don't open it. Okay? Then we play some music, we take a break, and then when we come back, we open it live on the air, and we see who won.
This is so exciting.
Okay? All right, so you get to
it's
go
like
first.
Electricity.
Go okay, ahead.
Here we go. I'm so
this
excited.
Is Kyle stepping in for Kevin, who's in Japan right now, playing Fun Delivered on the wake-up call.
Now, Kyle, while you're looking for the package you want to choose, understand here are some of the things that we have opened. Cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Jordans.
Oh, my.
A Coach bag.
A neon sign that said Krista.
Another sign that said Paula's Craft Room.
Yep. A book.
A book that was supposed to go to a prison.
Yep.
Hilarious.
All right. So what are you thinking over there?
I feel great about this.
Okay. Come back over to your microphone. Tell us, what is it about that package that makes you feel so good?
It just felt nice in my hands.
Describe it.
It is about the size of a football, maybe.
Okay.
Not the shape of a football, but about that size. It's very squishy.
Okay.
And that sensation felt nice to me.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Katie. That's a Katie strategy. She loves the squish.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she often gets clothing items.
Oh, okay. Great.
All right. And Katie's also a big fan of big packages. She doesn't like little packages.
No.
All right,
no
she's
comment.
Sifting through our big box right now. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call with Kyle from the Insiders on ESPN.
That was number two for me.
Oh.
I was trying to decide between those two.
So this one, it is also a squishy.
Okay.
But now here's the thing, Kyle. Sometimes it's squishy because it's just wrapped in bubble wrap.
Mm,
so
I feel good that that's not what this
is. Okay.
And it's interesting that that was your number two. Because it's almost
good.
You're going to really.
Good, you really screwed yourself.
Do you guys want to switch real fast?
No, definitely not.
All right. I'm going to go.
I have a really good idea about about what this is now that I'm like really.
Oh. This is.
Are you? What's your strategy? Yeah, I'm not going to. I guess I shouldn't ask Gavin while he's over there.
Well, sure.
Is that your strategy then? You go for the squishy?
Usually, you have to understand, though, whatever Gavin's strategy is, it's usually trash because he notoriously gets the worst thing.
Hilarious. I've gotten the worst. I've lost this game more times than we can even count.
Oh, there's a winner.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Whoever chose the best thing at the end wins.
Okay, so the one that I got is very opposite of what you guys got. It is small. It is dense. It is heavy.
Oh.
It's a circle. And when I push on the middle, it like... it'll,
there's a hole in the middle.
It will truncate. So like it'll whatever this is, it extends.
Okay. Oh.
But it's coiled.
You're so screwed.
I don't know.
I think you got something terrible.
We'll find out what this is, though. Well, but part one of Fun Delivered. So we're going to take a break now, and we're going to play some music. And when we come back, we're going to open these live on the air. For the first time ever, we're taking his Fun Delivered virginity, Kyle from the Insiders on ESPN.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It's time for us to play Fun Delivered here on the Wake Up Call. And this is a very exciting, very special Fun Delivered, much like when you take somebody to Disneyland for the first time or show them a movie that you absolutely love. We're playing with Kyle, who's on the show The Insiders on ESPN. Because Kevin is in Japan.
Yep.
And this game
this is
really...
is a three-person game, at minimum.
It's a three-person minimum game here.
Yeah.
If you don't know what
but
Fun
Delivered... But there is no maximum. That's the nice thing
That's
about
true,
it.
Too.
Right.
If you're new to Fun Delivered, it's undelivered packages from the company Fun Delivered. And we have already gone into the box. We've already picked out what felt right, as Kyle described, vibes only.
Right.
On selecting. Vibes, Kyle, describe the package that you picked up.
It is a football-sized squishy package.
Because the object is squishy, or does that feel like bubble wrap to you?
Do you want me to tell you what it is? Like, I can tell you exactly what it is right now.
You have
now.
No idea what it is, but go
I
ahead.
I feel really good. This is a stuffed animal. This is 100% a stuffed animal.
All
I
right.
feel
great
hey, about it.
Okay.
It's definitely not, to answer your question, it's not like bubble wrap. Okay. I can squish all the way through this.
I'll squish all the way through. All right. And Katie, describe yours.
Mine is also squishy. It is a rectangle shape. It's a bit bigger than a brick.
Okay. All right. And mine is the opposite. It is small, it is heavy, and it is dense.
Yeah.
It is also something that extends.
Okay. I want you to go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, because I think that yours is going to be really, really bad. I bet it's just like coiled up like a metal liner that you put.
It's a bike chain.
No, it's not a bike chain. I can tell it's not a bike chain. But I have gotten
a bike chain enthusiast?
I've gotten a replacement bike reflector during Fun Delivery. It was really terrible. I was really mad. All right, here we go. I'm opening. I'll go first on Fun Delivered. We're going to let Kyle go last.
Okay.
If you want to see any of this, by the way, you can text FUN to 916-909-1065. I have absolutely lost. it is what appears to be a roll of tape. Why the hell would somebody order this?
I don't know.
Instead of just going to Home Depot and buying some.
Sorry, Gavin.
I'll never understand why I trust myself.
I would never. So I'm gonna open mine.
I can't believe how bad that is.
Okay. it's a throw pillow.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on, but wait, there's more.
That's good. The studio needs a throw pillow.
Okay, so it's all like taped up. But I just want you to know that it comes with a personalized pillowcase cover.
Oh, I love that.
And it has some stuff on it.
Okay? Oh my God.
It says it's got two.
Hold on. I don't know if we have enough time to read everything on this pillow. Case. There's too
it
much
says,
stuff.
To my old friend, it's two cartoon old ladies. Friends are chosen family. Although not related, they're always by your side. I mean, it goes on
It's like a novel.
We accept one another, flaws and all, know each other's secrets, laugh and cry together. And it just goes on and on and on.
Is it the same thing on the other side of the pillowcase?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel so bad for the old woman who ordered that, who is not navigating the internet to try and find out where her package is.
She's like, well, maybe I didn't order it. I thought I did.
And that pillow that it came with looks too small for
the pillow. Well, it's folded in half.
Okay,
so
when
we cut it open, it'll...
All right, well, you work on that while Kyle from the Insiders on ESPN is stepping in for Kevin today. Go ahead and open your first Fun Delivered package.
It's a stuffed animal, and I think it's a giraffe.
All right.
Okay.
If you want to see any of this, you can always text... FUN to 909-1065. You definitely want to see Katie's pillow cover.
Okay, it is
a
stuffed animal. I have to tell you.
Oh, is it a caterpillar? Does it make music? It's got headphones on.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh my God, it is!
It's a caterpillar with headphones.
Does it make noise? Wait, hang on. There's a zipper in here. Oh, nope. That's just for the stuffing.
Okay. All right. Okay. So there's nothing. There's nothing
okay,
inside.
So somebody got on the internet and said,
"Look at that.
Look at that stuffed caterpillar." But I want him to be listening to music. Perfect. Found it.
Yeah, stuffed caterpillar with headphones on. Katie's old lady pillow. Or my stupid effing roll of tape. Okay.
It's not your roll of tape.
It's not me.
I'm thrilled with my choice.
You're thrilled with your choice.
Yes, the caterpillar's name is Kevin.
Oh, that's nice. That's beautiful.
And I got to tell you, you look really happy.
You do look happy.
I'm so stoked. I'm doing this in my entire show today with this caterpillar on my
shoulder. You know what? Because this is your first one, I'll say you win too.
Wow.
But you know what, though? You can text in to 909-1065 and tell us who you think has won, and you definitely want to see Katie's pillowcase.
It's so good.
It's incredible. I'm so jealous.
1065, the end. It's the wake-up call.
We are going to be talking about the daughter of Travis Barker. Her name is... Alabama.
Yep.
And I just want to put this out there. I'm saying this as a fan of Travis Barker. He's probably one of the greatest drummers to ever live. Probably not one of the best dads. Because Alabama Barker recently took to social media and posted a video. Why? I don't know. These are the thoughts, Alabama, that should stay in your head. And she did a live video, which I believe she has since taken down, but the internet lives forever, where she weighed in on her thoughts about the election. Now, there's not much this country agrees on anymore. One camp and then another camp, polar opposites.
Sure.
This is one area where I think we can all come together and realize she's saying really dumb things here. I'm going to play parts of it. The whole thing's very long. This is edited, but here you go. This is Alabama Barker, Travis Barker's daughter's thoughts on voting.
Not voting isn't crazy in my opinion at all.
She said not voting isn't crazy in her opinion at all.
If I don't feel like I have the exact education for what I'm voting for, how is it right for me to vote for something I'm not completely educated on? I could educate myself, but then again, why am I doing that if I genuinely really don't care? I'm just honest.
There's a lot in this to unpack, but did you get that so far?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I don't care to vote if I don't know exactly what's going on. I don't think that's wrong.
She doesn't think that that's wrong.
Well, okay. Is there more?
There's more.
Okay.
But I want to stop and just talk about that. Just to recap, she says that not voting is wrong if you don't know anything about any of the issues.
No, not voting is right.
Or not voting is right if you don't know anything about the issues.
Right.
However, she also knows that she could educate herself on those issues, but is making the choice not to do that. I've never heard anything more privileged in my life.
Well, and to be so bold as to admit that.
So bold.
I think there are probably lots of people that think, like, I have absolutely no idea what any of this is or means, and they don't take the time to educate themselves, but they don't say it out loud.
Right. There's never been a time in American history where it has been easier to educate yourself on the issues of any election. On anything, actually.
Well, right.
Pretty much anything. It's never been easier, Alabama. Just get on Google. You've got a phone in your pocket, I guarantee it.
Well, and here's the thing, though. I understand not everybody's into politics. I get it. You can't think of it like being into politics. You have to think of it like how either you or the people around you will be affected by how elections go.
Exactly.
And I know it can be confusing the way things are worded. Believe me, I get all of that. But if this is the opinion you're going to take, you never get to have a single complaint.
Right. Her saying, I don't know things, but I've got opinions. She goes on and it gets even dumber. Here's just a few more seconds of more of this video from Alabama Barker.
I can educate myself. I do have an opinion. I have an opinion on what I feel is right because of what I've been seeing. And just like one of the voters is just a mess. I mean, one of the people.
She doesn't even know the word candidate. One of the voters.
I mean, by pointing that out, it's almost like making her point, though, that she really doesn't have any idea about any of this.
Right. Well, she actually says what I'm thinking out loud.
The runner's candidate. See, I'm telling you, I'm not educated.
Yeah, we know.
I'm a little bit stupid. But
not a little bit. You're not a little bit stupid.
Maybe next year I'll vote if I think it's.
Yeah, maybe next year I'll vote.
Okay, you know what?
I'll get it next year.
This is more concerning about the education system than... So she thinks we'll just have another presidential election next year.
And I would bet you $100 she went to private school, too. Like, it's just...
No, she went to homeschool, I bet.
I mean, I was literally stunned by that video. I can't imagine anything. Alabama, here's just some things that are on the docket. Women's rights. Yep. LGBT rights.
Yep.
The environment. The economy. And I know, see, this is all stuff, it doesn't matter to her. Because she's from, she's got a rich dad.
No matter what, she'll be fine.
Right. And an even richer stepmom now. Yeah. You know, yeah. So there's still time to register to vote in California. Go to registertovote.gov. Do it.
Don't be an Alabama barker.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.